a difference.
BBC Radio Sussex.
Now today's Make a Difference is a free cycle social dance project which is available to those living with and affected by dementia in Surrey. The Moving Kinship Project invites people to chat about their experiences of living with young onset dementia and the impact of the pandemic. Whether you're the person living with dementia yourself or a family carer, these experiences will then be turned into personalised performances with original music. Here to tell us more about the project is Beatrice Allegranti. Very good afternoon to you, Beatrice. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Leslie. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
Not at all. So, psychosocial, on earth does that mean?
So, psychosocial is, as it sounds, a combination of attending to personal psychological stories within a social context, within our local communities. So when we started the Hubs back in 2016 in London, and variations of the Hubs have also been run in Norway and Japan, one planned for Australia in 2023. When we started these, we really wanted to work in local communities. We wanted to work with families. Family, in a sense, is a type of community. It's a micro-community. And we've worked with people in their 50s and 60s and offered really the Hub as a place of possibility and hope, a place of learning, a place that supports in creative and embodied ways the mental health of families affected by early onset dementia. And it's for people diagnosed with early onset as well as their family carers. And it's a place to be heard and seen, and to deepen the capacity to engage with life and kinship bonds.
And when we talk about young onset dementia, what sort of ages are we looking at there, Beatrice?
Yeah, we're looking at really people begin to show symptoms of early or young onset in their 30s, 40s, and sometimes even 50s. So the people that we've worked with have been generally in their 50s and 60s, but we're appealing to everyone across Surrey to see who's there, really, and reaching out to tell them about the Hubs and also offer an accessible artistic process for people who might be feeling very isolated, because there are lots of services for people with older age dementia, but less so for people with young onset dementia. And that sense of isolation and increased vulnerability, I think, is probably compounded by the COVID pandemic, of course.
So what sort of dance is it as well? What kind of genre would it fit into?
Yeah. So after these interview conversations, incidentally, which I can take place on the phone, online, or in person, I've sat in people's back gardens, kitchens, living rooms, you name it. I take all of these stories, these experiences of people's lives, and I listen, and I recognise that they're engaging with everyday activities in itself. It's a small act of resistance, you know, it's like an everyday activism. And I take that into dance, and the genre of dance, it could be described as a contemporary social choreography. So we work in a very improvisational way. The genre in its traditional sense might be classed as dance theatre, so it's a combination of dance and theatre. So we have a combination of words, spoken word, as well as movement. And I work with the team to create these short performances. And they're very much our artistic responses to the diverse autobiographical and often inexpressible stories and taboos that I hear families and people living with early on dementia talk about. And it's worth adding that some of the professional dancers in my team are also directly affected by parents living with early onset dementia.
Mm. Oh, so they can bring it's sort of very loaded then, isn't it, I guess, because they're coming not only with these shared experiences of others, but with their own experiences as well.
Incredibly loaded and incredibly evocative. So the learning process or the learning exchange has really been mutual. Yeah. And I think all of us, there are three of us in the team who've also experienced the death of a of a parent and the pandemic since this project started. So there's a personal investment, and also there's a wider personal psychological, coming back to the psychosocial investment, but also a wider social investment around, you know, how we can really address themes of vulnerability, how to respond to changing ways of relating in a family or kinship group. Questions have arisen around what constitutes even kinship and family ties, and issues of how to care for ourselves and others. Yeah. So these are deeply personal things, but they're also ubiquitous ethical issues that I think are demanding wider attention.
Oh, it sounds amazing, Beatrice. Point us in the right direction. Where can we go for more info?
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you if you're affected by early onset dementia or you're caring for someone living with dementia. We're rolling out interview conversations now with families. We'll run a hub in the new year across Surrey. Shall I give you my email now?
Yeah, if you're happy to share it, then please do.
Absolutely. So where you can reach us on the hub, Beatrice Allegranti, Dance Theatre at gmail.com. Might that require a spelling?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll spell your surname. So Allegranti. Would you like to repeat it one more time? So it's Beatrice.
It's Beatrice Allegranti, Dance Theatre at gmail.com.
Beatrice, thank you so much. What a pleasure.